Well, excited to be here for Chamber Chat today and have one of the most amazing companies in Nebraska, in the world, actually. We've got Valmont Industries here. I have Paige, who's the Talent Acquisition Team Lead. Had to look up your title there.
It's changed since last time.
Yes. So good morning, Paige.
Yes, thank you so much for having me here. I'm very excited to be here today.
Yeah. A lot of folks from the Fremont area working over at Valmont, and maybe just tell us a little bit more. There may be some people out there who say, oh yeah, Valmont, what is that? So maybe explain a little bit.
Yeah, so we are a manufacturing company, a global organization, actually. So we are in 23 different countries. We have about 10,000 employees worldwide, but we're obviously most known here because we have a 400-acre manufacturing campus out in Valley, Nebraska. So we employ about 2,000 employees out there, and then we are also corporate headquartered in Omaha. In the new Boys Town Business Development Park. So
yeah, it's also West Point. You're kind of all over Nebraska too, right?
Yep, Columbus, West Point, McCook, facilities all over.
So we don't have an hour to talk about all the positions that are available, but we do have some time here. So let's talk about that. What kind of positions are available right here in the Fremont area?
Yeah, so we have anything from general labor, so, you know, warehouse, shipping, material handling, but we also have skilled trade. So we have welders, we have CNC machine operators, maintenance, things like that. We have a welder training program, so even if somebody maybe doesn't currently have a trade skill set but would like to learn, we have that opportunity where we have really been able to develop our own candidate pipeline and teach people, you know, a skill that'll last a lifetime.
That's awesome. So they typically come in then in one of your entry-level positions, and then you guys kind of train them into what they want to do and what you need, or how does that program work?
Yeah. So I, for the welder training program, usually we will hire them into that training program and kind of train them on the front end, so then they can become an entry-level welder after just about a few weeks, actually.
Wow.
So pretty impressive, if I do say so myself.
Definitely.
But yeah, we have other positions as well. So a lot of our training is on the job, where they'll work with a senior person or a lead operator, and again, learn kind of our processes and our business.
Very cool. Much needed right now, too. I mean, I think that's fantastic.
Oh, yeah. People in every area, all departments?
Yeah, pretty much. with having such a large campus, you know, we always have job openings. Our irrigation division specifically has seen huge growth in the past couple of years. They had a contract with the government of Egypt actually to build machines out there for Center Pivot. So pretty exciting time. We're always needing people. So people can apply with us directly on our website, actually, which is valmont.com/careers. And then they can filter by the site that they're interested in. So like you mentioned, we have sites obviously all over. So if they're interested here locally, they'll just click Valley.
Yeah. Is it easy? I mean, is it easy to navigate the site a little
bit? Yeah. So there's definitely step-by-step instructions. And so basically they'll just create an account, go through the questionnaire questions, which is pretty standard. Upload their resume, and then a recruiter usually will get in contact with them within like 3 days of them applying.
Nice. Any department in particular that really, really needs people? You said irrigation, is that right?
Yeah. So I would say across the board, all of them need people. So coatings, we do galvanizing, obviously. So again, that would be great for somebody more entry level. Irrigation. So we have a couple of more skilled shops, I would say, if somebody has some manufacturing background. And then our structures division is in need of welders. So
always, probably, right? Isn't that been like the story for 10 years? Or,
yes.
Or probably more, even.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Always need those folks. So is it valmont.com, probably the best place to go?
Yes. So they can go to valmont.com and then they'll see a careers tab and then U.S. jobs, obviously. And then, like I said, they'll be able to filter down and see our entire list, both administrative and production roles.
So about how many people did you say do you have an idea how many people from Fremont actually work at Valmont?
Oh my gosh.
About, approximate?
I have this number, but I didn't come prepared today. So I think probably about 40% of our manufacturing and don't quote me on that, but I think about 40% actually live in Fremont, the other 60 coming from greater Omaha, sure. I would
yeah.
say,
area.
Very
yeah.
cool.
Yeah, that's a big number, that's for sure.
Yes, yeah. yeah. We're really glad, and, you know, we love the Fremont area and being a community partner.
Yeah, and some of those founders, actually, Dale Olson being one of those people with Valmont at the very beginning.
Yeah.
And it's so cool to have those folks right around here.
Yeah, yeah. And our Valley campus is our first site we've ever had. So in 1946, our founder, Robert Doherty, actually used his life savings to get some patents on grain bins, and here we are today.
Wow.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
He probably never would have thought back then when he started it all. It's just amazing. Very
yeah,
good.
For
and
sure.
Speaking of community partner, I would just want to mention, obviously, you guys are a fantastic partner with the Chamber, but we've had a lot of fun lately with Fremont Public Schools getting their new career tech building, visiting a lot of businesses, had a great call with Valmont last year. They've been so supportive for years at the high school, but now I think they're going to be an amazing partner, too, as that building gets done. So thank you, Paige, and all your team for being such a good partner with
yeah.
the Fremont community.
Yeah, like I said, we're also really happy to be partners, and you know, having students be able to go and learn a trade is awesome, and we love to support that effort.
Yeah, it's a very important part of Fremont, that's for sure.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
How long have you been with Valmont?
I have been with Valmont for a little over 3 years.
Excellent.
So I actually started as an intern in our internship program.
Very good.
Yeah. So when I graduated college, I went to full time where I did production recruiting. And recently I've been promoted to a team lead. So I'm managing 3 recruiters under me.
Very
good
cool.
Good deal. Yeah. Very good.
All right. Well, thanks for coming
yeah,
in, Paige.
Thank
appreciate
you.
It.
A
yeah.
lot of good information.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Chamber-wise.
We've got some fun stuff going
see.
On. Tomorrow is the big Nebraska Chamber of Commerce gubernatorial forum.
Oh,
the only
yeah.
one in the state that we have all the candidates coming to. So very exciting. I'm going to plug a different media outlet. Sorry.
It's okay.
And you can watch it live tomorrow on News Channel Nebraska at 3:15. I have the honor of moderating this. So
I know. That's
tune
cool.
in because it's probably going to go viral with something silly that I say or do. So make sure you can tune in to say you were there when it happened.
So are all the candidates going to be there?
They are. All
good.
6 of them. I think that's all of them. Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah.
There's 6 of them going to be there. So it'll be really good. And it's just, you know, a couple questions. It is not a debate. It is just a forum. So it's an educational opportunity for voters to learn more about the candidates. So,
good. Good deal.
Yes, that'll be awesome. And then Friday, we are over at Bergen. It's Catholic Schools Week. So
yes.
come on out for their coffee from 9 to 10 a.m. That will actually be at the high school. So join us over there at the high school then. And the other thing I wanted to mention is we do have nominations open for our business awards. So the annual banquet's coming up again, kind of a short
yeah.
turnaround from last year with COVID, but we are doing a large business, small business, and workforce game changer. So go to our website, fremontne.org, and pull up the application form there.
Yeah, definitely nominate somebody. We need
Please
some
do.
Ideas.
Lots of people.
Yeah, a lot going on through the chamber. Starting to slowly go again, aren't we?
We are. Yeah, we're back at it.
Yeah,
we're ready.
Definitely. If you need any information, you can always check out the website, fremontne.org, or give them a call at 402-721-2641.
You got it.
Good job on the State of the City
it was
yesterday.
Great events.
Yeah.
120 people there, so it was great. A lot of support for Mayor Spellerberg and the city, and it's been a good year and can't wait to see what happens this year.
Yeah, despite everything we moved through on the side there, everything
yes.
went pretty well.
True.